What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be paying tribute to the legendary producer, engineer, and record label owner, Mo Whitmore. He passed away last week at the age of 87. During the 1970s, Mo ran the 700 West record label and recording studio from his family's home in New Palestine, Indiana. Mo's affordable studio rates offered Indiana musicians an accessible option for recording their music. And many Naptown funk and soul artists visited 700 West during the studio's 12-year run, including my own band, The Words of Wisdom. During the mid-1970s, we visited 700 West to record demos with our songwriter and arranger, Moose Amos. For the next hour, we'll be listening to classic funk and soul music from Avenue artists that recorded at 700 West. Up first, we'll hear music from Amnesty. Amnesty recorded at 700 West in 1973. And Mo released a single from the group on his 700 West label. In 2019, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with three Amnesty band members, Raphael Barnes, Gino Johnson, and Joe Trotter. During the conversation, they shared their memories of recording at 700 West.
Yeah, and the second single you released was through 700 West Records in New Palestine, Indiana. The great Mo Whitmore, yeah. You guys went to his house in New Palestine where he had this studio and recorded Three Cheers for My Baby and Lord Help Me.
Yes.
Gino, what do you remember about that experience?
I remember being in there, and it was different than being at LAMP because I was in a booth now. Now I'm looking at a studio where I'm in a booth. I got headphones on. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I watch too much TV, I guess, I'm thinking, where are we going to be in a group? Sitting around, microphones? No, that's not the way you record. You have your own headset. You may be hearing the lyrics or the drums or whatever coming through those, but you had to know when your part was.
Joe, what do you remember about that session? It's 700 West.
That the vocals, we were so tight, was hitting it one time. Didn't have to go back and do it again. We hit it one time.
Raphael, I remember you told me you were enjoyed playing football with Mo's son during the sessions because the studio was at his house, so you could kind of...
Yes, it was.
His family was living upstairs.
His name was Mark. He was... I think Mark could have been about six years old at that time. And I spent more time, I think, with Mark than I did in the studio.
Yeah.
He was a cool little guy, man. You know, he was just curious and was, you know, was real high energy. You know, so once he liked you and you kind of start spending time with him, he was gonna pull you to where he wanted you to go, and that's what we done. We was all around the place, all over the place, but I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And then Mo, he was a cool guy.
Yeah,
himself. Mo was a nice guy. He was a very nice person.
Put you in the frame of mind and get busy.
Let's listen to Amnesty's 1973 single for 700 West Records. This is Amnesty with Three Cheers for My Baby and Lord Help Me.
Give three cheers.
Yeah!
she will always stand by me.
Lost in confusion. Lord, help me.
That was Amnesty with Three Tears for My Baby and Lord Help Me, released on Mo Wood Moore's 700 West Records label in 1973. Mo Widmore passed away on January the 20th. He was 87 years old. The Sessions Amnesty cut with Mo are some of the most popular recordings in the 700 West catalog. It's in part due to the use of the music in hip-hop. Rappers like Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg have sampled Amnesty's 700 West sessions in their music.
To see the hang-ups we have today.
And in 2018, Kanye West sampled Liberty, a demo Amnesty recorded at 700 West in 1973. Kanye's song went viral, taking the sounds of 700 West to millions of listeners around the world. During a 2019 interview with WFYI's Kyle Long, Mo shared his thoughts on this new interest in Amnesty's music.
It seems like now there's more interest in this music than there ever was before. Yep. And last year, something really strange and remarkable happened. A demo recording you made here of the band Amnesty, a track called Liberty, was sampled by Kanye West. It became like this viral sensation. It was written about. The sessions that you recorded here were written about in People magazine, Rolling Stone, Billboard, USA Today. Wow. This song had millions of listens online, all built around this demo you recorded here of Amnesty. First, I'm just curious what you made of all that interest in the song.
I'm just humbled, you know. Good grief. Yeah, those were great sessions. And the saddest part about all this is most of those people are gone.
From their 1973 demo, recorded at 700 West, this is Amnesty with Liberty.
It isn't hard to see, said the hang-ups we have today, said we need to
strive for more liberty. Lift yourself up on your feet, let's get it on.
That was Amnesty with Liberty, recorded by Mo Widmore at the 700 West Studio in New Palestine, Indiana. Mo was a man of many talents. In addition to being a classically trained musician and composer, he was also an electrical engineer. And much of the equipment at 700 West was hand-built by Mo himself, including the synthesizers. In 1975, Mo released a single from the Naptown band Funk Street Workshop titled Get On Up, and that song featured Mo performing on his homemade synthesizer. Mo recalled the session during his 2019 interview with Kyle Long.
They wanted me to do some synthesizer stuff on it, so I went ahead and put in some key bass, synthesized bass. I also did a solo. And I look back on it, pretty funky solo.
You mentioned the synth parts in that song, and I actually wanted to ask you about that. To me, that's what really sets the song off. Oh. The synth parts are really, they're unusual, and it adds like a really unique element to the record. What kind of synth were you using on that piece?
My own.
That was the synth you had built?
I'd built, yeah, wow. Sure. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about some of that synth in particular and some of the equipment that you built that was used to record this music.
Oh, man. Well, that synthesizer was, I don't know, a 66 keyboard hybrid, really. It was part analog, part digital back in the day where that didn't really happen that much. It was not like the Moog. If you listen to some of those solos, they almost sound like a crazy damn doorbell. And we use it on quite a bit of stuff out here, commercials and you name it.
When you were building equipment like this, when you were building synthesizers and monitors and things, would you just pop on down to the Radio Shack and buy a few components? Or how would you go about assembling the necessary equipment to build these things? Oh.
Some Radio Shack, some Newark Electronics, or, you know, some of the mail order places that I had gotten familiar with when I was working with, you know, RCA and Delco Electronics, people like that.
Off their 1975 single on 700 West Records, this is Funk Street Workshop with Get On Up.
If you can dig this groove, the music makes you move. Hey, get on up.
Get up now.
Funk Street is out of sight. We'll make you dance all night. Hey, get on up.
Get up now.
If you can really dance, here is your only chance. Yeah, get on up.
The success of the Jackson 5 inspired copycat groups all over the country, and nearly every major city produced a crop of adolescent soul singers who dreamed of being the next Michael Jackson. Here in Naptown, Little Murray was one of those singers. In 1973, Mo Whitmore recorded and released a single from Little Murray and the Mantics titled Don't Leave Me, Mama. Let's listen. That was Little Murray and the Mantics with their 1973 single, Don't Leave Me, Mama, released and recorded by 700 West. Mo Whitmore recorded all styles of music at 700 West, from heavy metal to bluegrass. And in 1976, Mo recorded one of Naptown's most legendary gospel groups, the Blakey Specials. In 2017, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Henry Hinch, a vocalist with the Blakey Specials. Henry recalled his memories of recording at 700 West.
What year would you say you joined the Blakey Specials? Was it the mid-late 70s?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't remember exactly?
I don't remember the exact day. Same year.
You kept performing on until Mr. Blakey passed? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also made one record that I'm aware of. Did you make more than one? You put out a 45
Called
single.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And just can't think of the B-side.
And that's a great soul-influenced gospel record.
Right. Yeah. And we had an album, but we never got the chance
to
finish
it out. Yeah. I don't know if you recorded the album and the single in the same place, but do you remember where you recorded that music?
Oh, my God.
Because I think I know. Was it a little house in New Palestine, Indiana, 700 West, with Mo Whitmore?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you remember about that?
It was a great experience. The people were just so nice, and I felt so comfortable, and it was a great experience. I just sorry that we didn't finish that album.
Yeah.
Because it really had some good songs on there, but we didn't finish. Because the money, mm-hmm. it's always that money and stuff. So, and, you know, when you're in the studio, you have so much time, and money is just, you know, if you don't have enough money, it just stops. So now it's probably on the shelf gathering dust.
From 1976, this is the Blakey Specials with Jesus Bore a Cross.
On his way to Calvary, with a cross upon his shoulders, bearing the burdens for you and me.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music recorded at 700 West after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the legendary producer, engineer, and record label owner, Mo Whitmore. He passed away last week at the age of 87. During the 1970s, Mo ran the 700 West record label and recording studio from his family's home in New Palestine, Indiana. Mo recorded some of the Avenue's most respected funk and soul musicians at 700 West, including the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign. The band recorded a session with Mo in 1974. Let's hear an example. This is the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign with Oh Baby.
Oh baby, can't you see?
That was Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign with Old Baby, recorded at 700 West in 1974. That track featured Matthew Watson on drums. After leaving the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign in the 1970s, Watson formed a new group called Epoxy. In 1976, Epoxy recorded an album's worth of demos at 700 West, but sadly, the music was never released. Up next, we'll hear a track from that lost session. But first, let's hear Mo's memories of recording the group.
Again, another fun group. That had to be during eight channel days, so we had more room to move. One thing I remember about that was they were doing Take It to the Airwaves, like you mentioned, and they were looking for something different come solo time. And I said, gee whiz, I don't know. You got a quarter in your pocket? Put it on your wound string, and that's where you get that bolt, wah, you know, sound. And then it swings into the solo section. But I guess I kind of influenced a little on that one. But no, it was a great band. They did a whole album's worth of stuff out here. Don't believe it was ever released.
This is Epoxy with Take It to the Airwaves.
With the funky metal.
That was Epoxy with Take It to the Airwaves, recorded by Mo Whitmore at 700 West in 1976. Mo often used Naptown funk musicians like Watson as session players at 700 West. And when Mo released his debut solo record in 1976, he enlisted the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign vocalist Tony Roberts to sing on the album. From Mo Whitmore's 1976 solo album, this is Check Me Out, featuring Tony Roberts on vocals.
Hey girl, check me out. Oh girl, check me out.
Check me out.
'Cause I would give to you all the love I have inside.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Mo Whitmore, the founder of 700 West, a recording studio and record label based in New Palestine, Indiana. Mo passed away last week at the age of 87. Mo recorded some of the Avenue's most famous funk and soul artists, including the Vanguards. After the group's founder and lead vocalist James Davis left the band, the Vanguards cut one final single at 700 West. This version of the group featured a female lead vocalist and recorded under the name The Vanguards and the Lady. Let's hear their 1975 single, Blue Star Rising, recorded by Mo Whitmore at 700 West.
'Cause I can't go with shattered angels,
shattered angels
on my floor. There's a blue star rising, and a dark star falling.
That was the Vanguards and the Lady with Blue Star Rising, recorded at 700 West in 1975. As we mentioned earlier, the Naptown funk band Amnesty was one of the most successful acts on the 700 West roster. When Amnesty broke up, the group's leader, Red Massey, formed a new project called Ultimate Force. Ultimate Force featured former members of both Amnesty and Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign. In 1978, the group cut a demo at 700 West, but these recordings were never released. Let's hear a track from that lost session. This is Ultimate Force with Circle City Fatback.
Down around the Circle City, we play Fatback. Yes, I said Fatback. Come on around, check out our stuff. We play this music for you. The Circle City Fatback.
That was Ultimate Force with Circle City Fatback, recorded at 700 West in 1978. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to 700 West founder Mo Whitmore. He died last week at the age of 87. During the 1970s, Mo's studio helped to document the sound of Indiana Avenue funk and soul music. But the dawn of the 1980s brought an end to 700 West. Changes in music technology reduced the demand for professional recording services, and Mo closed down the 700 West Studio in 1983. One of the last major funk sessions Moe recorded at 700 West was a 1981 date featuring Paul Thomas and Reggie Griffin. We'll listen to that track now. This is Paul Thomas with Turn It Out.
Rock your body, turn it out. Trying to find that real soul strut. Make up your mind, let's take it to the hilltop. And if we really get loose, we're gonna turn this bad boy out. Rock your body, turn it out. Turn it out. Rock your body, turn it out. Turn it out.
Thanks for tuning in for this tribute to 700 West Records founder Moe Whitmore. He died on January 20th. He was 87 years old. We send our sincere condolences to his friends and family. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.